folks, we are on the gorge on the Columbia River, and this is one of the most spectacular places in the world, and it just happens to have some amazing wineries that have sprung up here. I am at Mary Hill Winery, and this is a very special place in itself because there are concerts here, and as you look over the vineyards here and the Columbia River, you will see this beautiful amphitheater and vineyards that have grown here. Craig, it's great to be with you, and I'm not going to try your last name. What is that one?
Craig Luthold.
It's great to be with you, sir, and we are at this spectacular winery that you have built here, and it's been a few years since I've been here. This is very special.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to have you here, and we saved a little nice weather for you.
Did indeed. It just sprung up as I was coming up the gorge here.
We started Mary Hill in 2001. Our first vintage, we did about 4,300 cases. This year, we will do just shy of 80,000 cases. So we've had some pretty tremendous growth. To be honest with you, being a part of the Washington wine industry by far is the most exciting thing. When we first started here at Mary Hill, there were only 125 wineries in Washington. Now there's over 700.
When you take the Washington wines now and the fruit sources and you do a blind tasting with them against other parts of the world, they usually come out first.
I tell you what, it's pretty hard to make bad wine in Washington State. No question about it.
Take this area here. This is unique to itself. Has a lot of microclimates as you're coming up the gorge here. Let's talk about your vineyards here.
Well, we source from about a dozen different vineyards throughout Washington State, both on the Oregon and the Washington side of the Columbia River, actually. All Columbia Valley Appalachian, as far west as Celilo Vineyards on Underwood Mountain, and as far away as the Wallouk Slope. Here around the winery, we have about 80 acres that's farmed by the Gunkel family. They're a fourth-generation farming family. So about 25% of our total production comes from the Gunkels.
Folks, you need to make a trip out to this part of the world because this really has its own little unique place to enjoy. And we have a great bed and breakfast we'll feature on these shows also. Craig, let's go drink some great wine.
Sounds good to me.
Well, Craig has just opened his favorite bottle of wine here at Mary Hill. And where are we going to go with this? I think we're going to need quite a few meals here to get through these wines. These are beautiful wines. And what is this one?
Well, it's our 2007 Reserve Cab Sauv. Now, people always ask me what my favorite wine is, and I got to qualify that by saying I'm a cab guy. So, you know, if I look at a menu, if people ask me to select the wine, I'm always kind of turning the page towards Cabernet. I love that really big, rich fruit. I love the full-bodied tannins. You know, Washington State is making some unbelievable Cabernets, and we've got lots of great vineyards to choose from. Typically, our reserve Cabernet is a blend of a couple of different vineyards. We are starting to look at doing some single vineyard cabs as well, but our winemaker literally will go through all of the different lots. For instance, last year we did 9 different lots of Cabernet, and we actually chose the 2 that we felt most epitomized what a reserve would be, and we blended those 2 together to come up with our final reserve.
I think Cab, Syrah, and Merlots from Washington are really on the forefront right now because when people taste them, they don't believe they're from Washington at this point in time, and I think Washington is gaining a great reputation for Merlot and Cab especially, and Syrah. To me, now we have to talk about the different vineyards because probably each vineyard adds a different nuance to this wine.
You know, that's a true story. One of the nice, really fun things about buying grapes from the Columbia Valley is, you know, we vary in elevation from about 250 feet above sea level to 1,500 feet above sea level. The geography is a very large area. You have different soil conditions, you have different weather conditions, you have different temperature ranges. So all of them, of course, contribute to the end product. And, you know, the French term of terroir, I think, really is a wonderful term because it explains all the things that go into a specific site that makes it unique, which in turn makes the grapes unique.
I think this is a great situation for consumers also. Once people get educated on all the different sites in Washington, they can start to look for these wines with the different vineyards and the different nuances. And we're going to start with this bottle right here. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Welcome to Have Wine Will Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. And folks, this week we are going to be staying in Portland, Oregon. The wine industry has grown up in Willamette Valley. We're going to head out to another area, which is east of Portland, and we are going to be staying at the Celilo Inn. And Czar is sitting here with me, and we are going to check in here.
Hi, Doc. Dalles is about 80 miles or 90 miles out of Portland to the east, right on the east end of Columbia River Gorge.
It's a beautiful, unique little area here. And you're right, the sun came out as I pulled up into this area. So I appreciate you doing that for me.
This inn was built in somewhere in late 40s, early 50s. I came up here about 10, 12 years ago, and I thought that the view was spectacular, and if ever it came up for sale, I'll buy it. But in 2007, it came up for sale. I was at the height of the real estate market. I bought it. I closed it down for 2 years, renovated all the rooms and the property around, and then reopened it in late 2009.
I'm staying right in the middle of the property here. We got a beautiful pool, and we also got some other amenities. Tell me about the room I'm staying in tonight.
The room you're staying is a deluxe king, and it's a pretty nice size room. If I was to rebuild it, maybe it'll be a little bit bigger, but...
Can't do that tonight.
No, not tonight.
Now let's give folks a website and phone number for the inn.
It's Celilo Inn, C-E-L-I-L-O-I-N-N. And it's celiloinn.com, 541-769-0001.
This is a unique spot. We have Mary Hill right up the hill here, right across the river, and we have Cascade Cliffs. So we're going to introduce you to both wineries in these shows, and it's time for some great food and wine here in Washington and Oregon wine country. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Doc.
Welcome to Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. And folks, we have traveled into Portland, Oregon, and we have headed out to the Gorge about 90 miles east. And we are in the Dalles area here, and we're going to be featuring Mary Hill Winery in the next couple of shows here. And I'm with Steve Kane. And Steve, you are one of the local hangouts for great food here in the Dalles area. We are at the Highway House. And so, Steve, tell us about this. This has a little bit of history to start with.
All right. We've been around here since about 1939.
You look good for your age.
Oh, thank you. Steakhouse, seafood house.
As I walked in the door, it was great because the atmosphere is like you're having dinner in someone's house here. This is gourmet dining here east of the city. Folks, we're going to feature a few dishes from the menu, and we're going to pair them up with some wines from Mary Hill. And so now I'll introduce you now to Craig, and he's the owner of Mary Hill. Well, folks, we are back here at the Highway House, and we have some beautiful steaks in front of us here, and this is the forte of this restaurant. And Steve, another line I use in the show is, you talk so I can eat. I have my work cut out for me.
Yes, right now we're pairing up our full tenderloin with our Zinfandel here from Mary Hill. Full flavored piece of meat, the best piece of meat here in town, with the Mary Hill Zinfandel. Pre-ordered all of our steaks, and we get them cut to our preference. Our baseball cuts, very thick, juicy, wonderful.
This other steak, I'll start on the tenderloin. You tell me about this other one.
Well, we also have here a bone-in New York steak. That, with the bone-in, it just gives a great flavor with the New York. That goes very good with the reserve cab for Maryhill.
We'll have to come back a few times because everything is beautiful here at the Highway House.